What do you consider to be the most difficult situation you face in helping people?
I wish I had more money.
More money.
Yeah, because when I went out on Friday and Saturday and I was interviewing the people, I realized that the food, first of all, I noticed that when they get the food, they cook like almost everything. They are just so happy. And they decided that for the next 1 week, we're just going to have a feast. That's what I deduced from the interviews I had with them. So if I could just do a little bit more, that's number one. But the main thing that bothers me is the fact that the dependency syndrome, if I can call it that. I try to set up businesses for them, but I realize that they don't want to do anything. They just want to come at the end of every month with their bags and take what I have to give. And I cannot continue doing that. If you're strong enough, you have strong arms, I think you should be able to look for something to do. Which is why I set up a business and I tried to follow up last week to see how they were doing. And I was a bit disappointed by some of them. The first place I went to, the guy was not even there. He told me I had bought him 2 bags of coal. And he told me he had made from the proceeds of whatever he sold, he had bought an extra bag. When I got there, I realized that he was lying. And I was very, very disappointed. But on Saturday, I went to visit another lady who said the coal business wasn't very, very good for her and has now diverted to selling chicken. And I saw the chickens there and I saw firewood as well. And I was really happy. Then another problem I had, the third lady I visited has 6 children already. And she just had a 7th baby. That's another problem for me. And sometimes I ask myself, is it because I'm giving them food? How far should I go? When do you stop? When do you say no to these people?
Are you able to refer these people to other agencies for care?
I want to start doing that now because the course I did on the program management, I met a few people who might be able to help me. So I'm going to follow up on that as well and see. But first of all, there needs to be a change of mindset. I think that's very, very important. Because all they see is a foreigner in town and she wants to give us food.
So, how are you going to get other people to help you? You can't do all of this by yourself.
No, I can't. I think I'll do the same thing I did in Rwanda. I went to look for organizations who are doing something similar to what I'm doing. And then I'll take it from there. Because at the end of the day, I have to live as well. And that's what I keep telling them. And that's why I started. I think with about 10 people so far, I have tried to set up businesses for. But that's going to be in the January newsletter. That's why I went out last week, you know.
What do you find the most effective means of communicating with other people is? Through your newsletter?
Yeah,
personal contacts?
50-50. Mm-hmm. Some people don't have time to read the newsletter. But a lot of people read. That's why I've gone from 6 pages to just 1 page.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
1 page, I try to fit everything into 1 page. And I get a lot of responses. And the figures also. Like in the one I did, millions of people live on less than $1 a day. People came back to me and I said, I didn't realize a lot. There were that many people in the world who don't have money. And that's why I try to put the figures in there so that people can see, you know, very catchy.
Please go ahead.
Honestly, the newsletter has been very, very effective, even for fundraising as well. Raising awareness, accountability, and it also helps with fundraising.
Have you tried to get professional help in designing the newsletter?
I want to do that because one of my lecturers at the last course I did told me that. He said I should try to do it properly, desktop publish it, because I attached the photographs. And so I want to speak to the lady who does the ICTR newsletter. She's also on my mailing list. So I'm going to speak to her, and those are the things I'm going to start doing from next year.
The important thing, I think, is to realize you can't do it all by yourself.
No, I can't.
But you can find other people
yeah.
who have a heart like
yeah.
yours,
yeah.
who have
yeah.
skills that,
yeah.
that you can use. And if your cause is good, which it apparently is,
thank you very
don't
much.
Be afraid to ask.
Yeah. I've realized that it's easy to connect with people who share the same vision.
Exactly.
Who, yeah, it's like my friend who's doing the website. She does the same thing. She has an orphanage in India, and she travels a lot as well. So she's ready to do anything for me. Because she just called me up and she said, you know, this thing, and that's what she does for a living. It would have cost me about £300 to have that website done. She said, I'll just do it for you for free. That would be my contribution. And she's paying school fees for 2 of my volunteers as well.
That's a good start.
Yeah.